The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God, and behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. The Rosary is the only prayer in the entire church that has its own feast day. There's no feast of the Our Father. There's no feast day of the Psalms. The Rosary is also the only devotion in the entire church that has its own feast day. There's no feast day of the Saint Benedict medal. There's no feast day of the scapular or anything else for that matter. And so when we celebrate today's feast day, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, you know, the church is asking us to sit up and take notice at the unique importance of the prayer of the Rosary. Well, let's try to understand. Let's try to take a step towards a deeper understanding to that end. Now, today's feast day, I'm sure most of you already know this, but the origins of today's feast day are actually deeply lodged in history. This feast day comes about as a consequence of one of the greatest, most consequential naval battles in all of human history, the Battle of Lepanto. The year was 1571. The Pope was Pope Pius V, now known as Saint Pius V, and the issue at hand was the imminent threat of an attack from the naval forces of the Ottoman Empire. Now, Pope Pius knew this was very, very grave, very dire, very serious, and he begged Christians throughout the world to pray the Rosary to defend Europe from this imminent attack. Because the Battle of Lepanto was a real David and Goliath kind of story. On one side, a loose confederation of ships, a ragtag fleet. On the other side, the most powerful naval force in all the world. The navy of the Ottoman Empire had not lost a battle at sea in 200 years. We were outmanned. We were outgunned. By every reckoning of human logic, we should have been badly, badly beaten, but we won. And the Pope was certain that it was the prayer of the Rosary that made the difference in the battle, and as a consequence, he made this feast day, once known as Our Lady of Victory, today known as Our Lady of the Rosary. Now, here's the importance of this feast day for all of us. You're in a battle, too. Whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, you are in a battle as well. For the moment, it's merely a spiritual battle. And I hate to say this, but the way things are going in this country and the way things are going in the world, you may yet live to see days in which that battle spills out of the confines of the spiritual and into the realm of the real. Let's hope that never happens. But you know it might. In the meantime, you're once again in a David and Goliath kind of fight. Once again, you are badly outmanned and badly outgunned. On their side, the power of the media, the power of the entertainment industry, the power of corporations and banks, the power of leading universities and governments throughout the world. But on God's side, notice I don't say our side, I say God's side, because we strive to be on God's side, right? That's an ongoing fight. But I can say this for certain. On God's side is the power of goodness and truth and beauty. On God's side is the power of love itself. And you don't need me to tell you, God's side will win this fight. And once again, the rosary is mysteriously powerful in this fight. Let me share something with you that I dug up a couple years back. It's from a letter of Pope Leo XIII. Not Leo XIV, but Leo XIII, about 130 years ago, give or take. It was called Laetitiae Sanctae, on the joy of holiness. And this is what he wrote. He said, in the future, there will be a demonic attack against God's people fought on three battlefronts. First, an attack against simple domestic life. Second, an attack characterized by an increased repugnance for suffering. And third, a spiritual attack, a forgetfulness of eternity and an exclusive focus on this earth alone. Against this attack, he said, the rosary will be even more important than it is now. The joyful mysteries, a defense against the attack on the goodness of simple domestic life. The sorrowful mysteries, a defense against the attack that is the fear of suffering. And the glorious mysteries, a defense against the focus on this earth alone and the forgetfulness of eternity. In this battle that you're in, like it or not, know it or not, this rosary is uniquely important. And you know what's really funny is it does work. Have you ever noticed this? Have you ever noticed that no friend of the rosary is ever an enemy of the church? That no friend of the rosary is ever an enemy of morality? That no friend of the rosary is ever an enemy of the family? And in 400 years, there has not been one canonized saint who was not devoted to the Holy Rosary, not even once. I tell you, there's something about this prayer. I can't explain it, but on this feast day, I acknowledge it. This prayer sets your mind steadfastly on Christ and fills you with His grace. So keep this in mind. Jesus has already won greatest battle of all time. He's already won the battle on the cross. But that battle is still being played out. And you and I need to do our part as we fight, as we ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother today. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.